This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, it was the trans weekend of vengeance. Don't you know that three children and three adults got in the way of a trans person's bullets? Can you believe those bigots stand in the way of that innocent trans person's bullets? And then she gets killed by police? This is really what they believe. The trans person was the victim. And it was trans week of vengeance. So they're right to go kill Christians. The Democrat Party told them they were justified. Former public school teacher sounds alarm on widespread transgenderism in schools. It's an intentional effort. Here it is.
Welcome back to Fox and Friends. In a new op-ed, a former public school teacher sounds the alarm on transgender issues being forced on young children, claiming that most parents don't even know about it. He warns that, quote, those who subject our children to harmful ideologies will successfully steal our kids right out from under us. Stephen Schultz is now the headmaster of Grace Christian Academy outside of New York City, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for joining us. This is such an important topic. You've worked in public schools. You've worked in a classical academy, private Christian school. What do parents need to know about what's happening in public schools in terms of indoctrination and propaganda? What do you want them to know about that and how they do it?
Okay. First of all, they need to know that they don't know. And there's an intentional effort to make sure that they don't know. And it's not being hidden within the institution. I have friends inside the government schools who have been clearly instructed not to contact parents, not to inform parents when they see a child struggling, particularly in this area with transgender dysphoria.
Yeah. So, and you say these activists that are, you know, in the school, many of them, as you know, have been, they take classes, but they're also indoctrinated in the teachers' colleges as well in these types of ideologies. You say they want to co-parent or parent for you. They believe that's their role.
Absolutely. I would even argue that much of the worldview held by these top leaders in the government schools, they view themselves as a surrogate parent.
Yeah.
And really what this comes down to is a battle over worldview. Do I believe that the children belongs to the parent, or do I believe that the child belongs to the state?
So make the case, I don't have a lot of time, but make the case to me if you believe that parents should remove their kids from the system, the public school system, because this is so entrenched.
Well, I would argue that they should if they can. My heart goes out to those who cannot.
Yeah.
And I would like to use this as a call to the churches to help their families place their children under a Christ-centered education. But, you know, do what you can to find out what's going on in the school. Check out the libraries. Talk to public school teachers. I can't say that this is universal. I can say that this has been enough of my own experience with my friends that it's pretty widespread.
Yeah.
So parents, become educated. Find out what's going on out there. Ask your questions. You have every right to do so.
Yeah.
And then do whatever you can to get out.
Yeah.
So we're starting to really see how deep this goes and how committed, I guess you call it the left. I mean, politically it's the left, but this is beyond politics. I mean, we're talking about perverts. We're talking about child abuse. I mean, this is just sick what they subject children to now, and they want to make it part of the curriculum. And if you can't see the twisted dark desires behind this, then you haven't been paying attention. But now the parents have, and they're upset. And now girls, specifically athletes, are seeing how now, wait, you're telling me I have to compete against a man? It's my senior year in high school. I've been training to become a state champion at track, and now I've got to race against a man? yeah, this is what it's all about. This is your gender ideology. Of course, on top of the liberal ideology is the globalist depopulation agenda.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So how do we stop this insane, irrational, illogical, non-existent phenomenon of gender ideology? Now, I don't say non-existent, that it's not out there. It is. I mean, there's no such thing as changing your gender. There's no such thing as being a two-spirit binary queer. Now, if you want to believe that, then go ahead. It's all fine. You know, people go out and pretend they're wizards and kings and queens and play Dungeons and Dragons and fairy tales. Perfectly fine. You want to go out and pretend you're a wizard, dragon slayer? You want to go out and pretend you're a dark knight, whatever? Nobody's trying to shut you down. Have an imagination. Believe whatever you believe in. But we all know at the end of the day, that's not real. But see, they want to take that and teach it to your children. And so politically, you have a bunch of perverts and deviants that want this because it normalizes their deviations and their perversions. And then you have the globalist depopulation agenda that's really driving this. And then they get these lower IQ sexual deviants and perverts to go along with it. And then they get the larger mass of people to buy into it as a virtue signal saying, you are fighting for LGBTQ plus people. And you think that makes you feel good, and you're a lazy liberal, so you don't actually want to do anything to change the world. So you just say, yay, I support LGBTQ+, and you have no idea what you're actually supporting. You show up at a trans kids rally, and you don't even know what a trans kid is. And when somebody tells you what it is, you get mad and run away. So how do we really deal with this? Well, you're seeing laws have to be passed. And it's going on across the country, and that's what led to all the violence from trans individuals this weekend. And we're going to be covering that. We've got a guest on with us tomorrow that we're going to be talking about that with. It happened to me. It happened to Alex Stein. It happened to Billboard Chris. It happened to so many people. So the law is one way to say a minor cannot go in without consent to have sexual transmission surgeries. Okay? That's what these laws are about that the Democrats and the left are protesting. And you think about it, that should be common sense. Why would you protest that? Well, exactly. Answer that question for yourself. But you've got a great leader for women who has emerged, and that's Riley Gaines, and she is a swimmer from the University of Kentucky, formerly, who had to race against a man, who had to race against Leah Thomas, formerly William Thomas, from Austin, Texas, swam in high school here at, I think it was Lakeview or Lakeway or something, swam here in Austin as a man, competed as a man in high school here in Austin, and then went to college and decided to compete as a woman, and now is breaking women's records as a man. And so Riley Gaines was one of the individuals who had to swim against the man and has since been going on tour and become very popular speaking out against this phenomenon of men competing against women just pretending they're women. And so this moment, there's so much to take away from this moment. One, this is how we can properly deal with this culturally, just as people, at the people level, at the ground level. This is how we can respond to this insanity that there's no difference between men and women, or that a man is a woman, or vice versa. But it also shows that when you understand this, you understand why the left is so dangerous. They will openly lie to your face for their agenda. That's how committed they are. They will lie to your face and commit crimes for their agenda. You don't understand that. You don't operate that way. You would never sink to that level. This is their level. This is the only level they have. They don't have any other levels. This is their one level. They will lie and commit crimes for their political agenda. And it's all on display in this 60-second clip. So you want to see how we appropriately respond to this as people, as a culture, as a civilization, and you want to see how the left will lie in their commitment to the agenda. You get it all in this clip. Riley Gaines talking to a University of Pittsburgh professor who says there's no difference between men and women. Here it is.
You being an anthropologist, which anthropology is the study of human civilization,
biological.
So if you were to dig up a human, two humans, in 100 years from now, both man and woman, could you tell the difference? Strictly off of bones.
Yeah, because there's a
All right, so pause it real quick, rewind it back 10 seconds, because the audio is a little rough. Riley Gaines says, she's talking to an anthropologist, says, if you dig up bones, if you dig up skeletal bones of a human, can you tell the difference, which is a man and which is a woman? Now, anybody who's taken anything past a high school level course of biology, I mean, anthropology, there's all kinds of different courses you could learn this in, knows that, yes, you do know the difference between a male set of bones and a female set of bones. And in fact, they've known this for centuries. For centuries, we have understood and known this. And this professor of anthropology says, nope, we cannot do that. And the entire room breaks out into laughter. What else do you do when somebody just blatantly is wrong or lying to you like that? I mean, you can't help but laugh. So here it is again, in case you didn't understand what was going on. The audio is a little rough. Anthropology professor, University of Pittsburgh, says, we can't tell the difference between a male skeleton and a female skeleton. Entire room laughs at him. Here we go again.
So if you were to dig up a human, two humans, in 100 years from now, both man and woman, could you tell the difference? Strictly off of bones.
Yeah. Because
there's a
pretty amazing, right? I mean, there's a buzz in the room after a professor says that. So then he's on the mic, he's saying, why are you laughing at me? I'm the professor here. I have a degree. I have an advanced degree. I'm the one that knows what I'm talking about. You shut up. You don't laugh at me hiding behind their degree. You know, I don't care how many degrees you have. If you don't know the difference between a man and a woman, you're either lying or you're an idiot. I mean, this is like, it's so ridiculous. Oh my gosh. I have the degrees. Okay. All right. I've gone through puberty. I've looked down my pants before. You know, I've been with a woman. You're an anthropologist. You're a professor, though, at the University of Pittsburgh. You must know more than me. Wow, I had no idea. I mean, geez, all these years, you know, showering and looking at myself, I thought I was a man all these years being attracted to women and seeing the differences and why I like him. Like, geez, this professor, I wish I would have known about him beforehand. He could have saved me all this confusion. I'm a professor. I have degrees. I know more than you. And if I say there's no difference between men and women, then there's no difference between men and women. Look at my degrees. I'm smarter than you. The level of commitment to the lying, to a room full of people, and then the snobbiness of, I'm smarter than a room full of people because I have degrees. No, buddy, you've become so dumbed down by your liberal progressive ideology that you're actually now dumber than a room full of college students. And that's why they're laughing at you. And that's why they're laughing at you. But the trans people are the victims. And that's what they're saying, despite all of the weekend violence from trans people. And so now they're getting legal victories because of it. Federal judge blocks ban on child drag shows in wake of Nashville shooting. Oh, that's nice. That tells trans people, you go out and shoot up a school full of children, we will give you what you want politically. Wow. How dangerous is that?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, we got a problem with our priorities in this country, and that's been done by design. And we're starting to realize how much we've been distracted and deceived. But once we realign this, once we restore this, it's going to be common knowledge, common understanding that liberals are liars and that the globalists want to enslave you. That's really as basic as I could put it. You understand? You want your basic blueprint to understand how the world works politically? Liberals are liars. Globalists want to enslave you. That's how to take the most complex issues on earth and put it into two short, sweet sentences. And that's true. Why do you think you have a University of Pittsburgh professor telling a group of students that there's no difference between men and women, and we can't tell the difference in archaeology of anthropology of humans, the difference between a male skeleton and a female skeleton? He's lying. He knows that's not true. Everybody knows that's not true. He's lying. Why? Because that's the liberal agenda. That's the Democrat progressive agenda. Trans kids. So what do? You lie for your agenda, even though you know it's fake. So as if that's not dangerous enough, why would the globalists want to promote trans kids? Well, it's simple. If every kid is a trans kid, guess what? They're not having kids. Ah, nice. But think about how dangerous this is, where now a trans individual goes out and murders six people, and the trans individual, the murderer, the killer, is the victim. And that was the message all week long. That was the message at their protests at Capitol buildings all week. That was the message on the left-wing mainstream media all week. The trans person was the victim. They were never seen. They were never understood. The Christian upbringing and the Christian school and the parents is what did this. Somehow I doubt that. Somehow I doubt if that person instead decided, you know what, I am a woman and my parents are right, maybe I should get myself right with God. I don't think there would have been a mass murder. But I guess we'll never know. But imagine how dangerous it is to take that individual, the murderer, the killer, and say they're a victim, and then memorialize them. So the next time a trans killer goes and commits a mass murder like that, it is right at the doorstep of the mainstream media. It is right at the doorstep of all these trans activists all weekend saying that that person is a victim, that person needs to be memorialized. And so, I mean, not that difficult to figure out. The individual wrote a manifesto. We saw the text messages. The trans killer said, I want to commit suicide. So, well, why didn't you just go shoot yourself in the head then? Why did you go down to a local Christian school and kill six people before you got killed? You made that decision. You don't think by memorializing that person There's going to be another copycat killer with what is already the highest suicide rate group in the country, and that group is growing in numbers because of the propaganda aimed at children in schools. And now they're having political victories after they go out and commit a terror attack. Federal judge blocks ban on child drag shows in wake of Nashville shooting. So, oh, wow. So you're telling me I'm a deranged trans person suffering mentally, and I'm not getting help, and I want to commit suicide. But I know that why kill myself? I can go out and kill others and become a hero in the process, and we'll have a political victory afterwards. This is dangerous stuff right here. I thought we didn't negotiate with terrorists. When unhinged transgender people attack on International Day of Trans Visibility, dozens of violent attacks against people this week. Now, granted, I wasn't violently attacked, but I was attacked. They shoved me. They rub up against me. They put their signs in my face. Fine. But no, people got choked. People got punched. Some people got shot and killed at a school. Now, I know this is going to blow your mind, but who could have predicted that men pretending to be women would get violent in public? You see, there's this thing that happens in civilization. There's this thing that happens in society. And it's organic. Where we understand, there's common understanding that there are differences between men and women. And because of that, we treat men and women differently. And women have certain, we'll say, privileges that men don't have when it comes to society. You get what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to go, you don't hit a woman, right? Like, you never strike a woman. Or all the legal advantages a woman has in a divorce or parenting rights. I'm not trying to get into the debate. I'm just saying. So when we know that we give women certain leniencies or certain advantages in civilization, of course men are going to try to become women to take advantage of it. It's kind of like, you know, the left attacks Candace Owens because she tells people to put black on their college applications and their job applications because it'll help you. It's an advantage in society. And she's 100% right. So it's like, of course, yeah. So if you know that if you pretend to be black or you identify as black, that's going to get you ahead, then yeah, you're going to identify and pretend to be black. Yeah, if you know you can pretend to be a woman and you can go out and attack people in the streets, but nobody's going to hit you because you're a woman, then yeah, you're going to do it, aren't you? Oh, you know, if you're a woman, you can go out and rape somebody, but you're a woman, so it's not looked at like a rape. You don't think, of course, criminals, of course, psychopaths are going to take advantage of that. And they are. And they did all weekend. And I'm telling you, this footage, really from maybe Billboard Chris is the most powerful. I mean, Alex Stein, myself, so many others. Savannah Hernandez. But Billboard Chris is sitting there. He stands. He calls himself Billboard Chris because he stands there. He puts a little billboard over his chest. He throws it over his chest. It's on his back. It's on his front. And he's got that first person perspective camera angle. And I mean, it's men in women's clothes with makeup on, and they come up to him enraged, bug-eyed, and they choke him and they punch him. And the footage is so powerful because it's like, this is a man coming at you, attacking you, because he knows you can't attack him back because he's a woman. So what happens if that woman, which is actually a man, shows up, not in woman's clothes, not with the fake breasts, not as a woman, and attacks a man like that? You know what happens? That man gets his ass kicked. But oh, you start a fight pretending to be a woman, then you get to punch for free. You get to attack for free. You get to spin on, and you're still the victim. And they figured out this life hack that the left...
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does the introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Experience these great products and others and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. We have on the screen right here. These men pretending to be women, running up to a man, getting in his face, screaming at him, getting violent. They would never do that if they were not pretending to be a woman. But see, imagine how low that is. Imagine that level of sociopathy and psychopathy. They try to steal a woman's essence They try to steal a woman's position in the world. They're stealing that from you so that they can go be violent. Stealing the beauty of a woman's femininity and grace and class, and then using it as a shield to be violent against men. That is the most offensive thing you can do to a woman. Feminists should be outraged at this. That man would have never gone up to Billboard Chris and violently assaulted him unless he was dressed as a woman. But see, they've learned it. You're now a privileged class if you're a transgender. And you're now above the law if you're a liberal. So these transgenders know they can go out and attack you and be violent and get away without any charges. And that's what happened this weekend multiple times, including that assault. You watch these videos from Billboard Chris and he's getting assaulted. You're like, my God, they had to get arrested. Nope, no arrest. Cops saw the whole thing, saw the videos, didn't press any charges. Thought about charging Billboard Chris, actually. How dare you put your neck in the way of that transgender's claws? No, feminists and women everywhere should be outraged that you have sick, deranged men that pretend to be women so they can go out and commit violent assaults. But see, that's what it is. They've cheated their way through life. They didn't earn any respect. They didn't earn any fear. They didn't earn any power or influence. So now they're stealing it by pretending to be women and attacking men. So it's not like you're a big tough guy. You went out and trained and now you want to go be a big tough guy up to a dude. No, no, you're a bum that put on makeup and a dress so that you could go out and attack men and not have anybody fight back. Senator Josh Hawley calls for Nashville shooting to be investigated as a hate crime. Yeah, I agree. I agree. How dare those innocent children step in the way of that transgender's bullets? That transgender was firing bullets peacefully into schools. That transgender person peacefully walked into a school and was peacefully firing off rounds and bullets into that school, totally peacefully, and six people would dare get in the way of her bullets. That should be a hate crime on those students and those faculty that died for daring to step in the way of a transgendered person's bullets. No, but see, it can't be a hate crime because it's a liberal. It can't be a hate crime because it's not against a black person. And notice that they quit talking about crimes against Asian people as hate crimes because all the perps were black. So the left says trans people are being genocided. The left says trans people need to go out and buy arms. The left says you're justified in violence against Christians. Then an individual goes out and kills six people in a school. The left that's against mass shootings in schools all of a sudden loves it and says that the trans person is the victim. Truly stunning times. Truly a sick, twisted thing to have to witness here. The fall of a nation. But you know, it's beyond the fall of a nation. You're watching the fall of humanity. You're watching the fall of basic common sense and human decency. That's even worse. That's even worse. I mean, I love America. I'm an American patriot. I truly believe in this country and what it is supposed to be. This might not be for everybody, but I'm an American patriot. But I'll tell you what, I'm a human being first. And watching humanity fall like this might be more painful than watching your country fall. But that's how it's always going to go. That's how it's always going to go, sadly. So we've just been warning people about this for years, and now we're here. Now we're in it, and it's almost surreal thinking how we've been right about everything and thinking, unless this trend changes and we start being wrong about our foresight and where we see things going, it's going to get real bad real fast. Real fast. But at least in the meantime, we're still on air reporting the truth. At least in the meantime, we're still on air to give a platform to so many great guests with their information and their breaking news stories that need to get air, and they get it right here. It's the breath of life many times for these stories. And so that's why it's important to keep InfoWars on the air, and we make it easy because we sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've revolutionized toothpaste truly at InfoWarsStore.com with Dr. Jones Naturals, from the Super Blue to the Super Silver, which are my two favorites. Now, the turmeric toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com is selling out fast. People are loving it when we open up the phone lines. I know Harrison Smith is going to open up the phone lines tonight, hosting Sunday Night Live. People will call in. They'll talk about how much they love the toothpaste. So we're really proud of this product. The latest from Dr. Jones Naturals at InfoWarsStore.com. The non-fluoride turmeric toothpaste. Your gums will thank you. And it is on sale right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So everybody has toothpaste. Everybody brushes their teeth. Why not shop with the good guys when you get your toothpaste and shop at InfoWarsStore.com? If you don't want to get a product, you can go right to the donate page, make a donation, and that will be greatly appreciated as well to help keep us on the air. Meanwhile, Fetterman home after 6 weeks in hospital for severe depression. And he's telling his story about how depressed he was. He couldn't get out of bed. He couldn't eat. New and improved Fetterman does interview with CBS Morning, reveals shocking details of post-election condition. You know, look, I understand that I have some takes here that are pretty cold, and I know I've probably offended people with my cold takes. But I just tell it like it is. I tell it like I see it. And I really am kind of cold in that way. I really am a tough love person. But let me just tell you this. If you're too depressed to get out of bed, you're not going to get any sympathy from me. You might from others. You're not going to get any sympathy from me. But you know what? If you're too depressed to get out of bed, then you need to resign. Okay? You need to resign. If you're too depressed, if you're too big of a lazy bum, excuse me, I'm sorry. If you're too depressed to get out of bed, then you should probably just resign from office at this point. If you're such a lazy, no good bum, oh, I'm sorry. If you're so mentally ill and depressed that you can't get out of bed or eat or drink or talk, then I think you need to resign. And I'm not sure why you were ever running to begin with. Or maybe you're lying about your depression and there was a different reason why you were hospitalized. I don't know, but I do know this. You need to resign. You shouldn't be a senator. This is an embarrassment. Or is this the future? They want some depressed or mentally ill or mentally unfit person to be the senator that just lives in a mental institution, and they basically vote for whatever they're told to vote for. They don't even know what's going on. Kind of like a Joe Biden, but even worse. But no, I've made a decision with whatever influence I have and whatever space I have to speak that I'm going to attack this lie that we have about mental health and all this crap, like, oh, you need a pill or you need some sort of special help or special treatment because you're depressed or you're anxious or you're nervous or you're this, that, the other. Everyone is anxious. Everyone's depressed. Everyone's nervous. You're no different. The difference is how you handle it, how you respond to it. Do you have the willpower? And apparently John Fetterman does not. So John Fetterman can't get out of bed. I think it's time to resign.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dylan Mulvaney to be their new spokesperson and is going to get a can dedicated to them. Big mistake. Big mistake. I'll never drink another Bud Light again. I suggest you never do either. And I don't think any Anheuser-Busch product will ever be purchased by me. This is a loyal customer for years. Grew up in St. Louis right by the brewery. Drinking Bud Light beers before I was supposed to. Never again. I don't even really drink much anymore anyway, but never again, that's for sure. I'll tell you that. And it's funny, I don't know what the hell's going on over there in the marketing department that they thought that was a good idea. I don't know where that decision comes from, but, you know, you would have been much better off selling an Alex Jones-themed Bud Light can. Okay? You went the wrong way on that. But I guess they really think liberals will buy this crap. I guess they really think that leftists and trans people will buy this crap. And so we'll have to see. I want this to be a major loss for Bud Light. They need to really watch their sales plummet. There needs to be a major message sold here. Because this is pretty easy. A lot of people drink Bud Light. And so a lot of conservatives drink Bud Light, and so we can make this win real easy. Bud Light sales should plummet after this deal. I mean plummet. And I don't mean a short-term plummet. I mean a long-term plummet. So if you're a Bud Light drinker, I would never do it again. Now they promote transgenderism and men pretending to be women. And so add it up to another deal Dylan Mulvaney gets. This is your privileged class. Dylan Mulvaney wouldn't have any deals if he was just a normal woman doing this. Dylan Mulvaney wouldn't have any deals if he was just the man, the failed actor that he was before he decided to be a woman. Now he gets all the deals because Dylan Mulvaney figured it out. I mean, I'll give Dylan Mulvaney credit where it's due. He's smart. He saw that he was a below average actor and that he was never going to make it as an actor, as a man. And he knew that, hey, if I pretend to be a woman, I might actually get a shot here. So he changes genders, becomes a woman, and now he's got $1 million in endorsement deals. And now he gets invited onto all the daytime queer shows. All he had to do was pretend to be a woman. So smart. So I'll give him credit. That's a smart move. Obviously a little sick and deranged in the head. But hey, you know, he realized I'm not going to make it as a male actor, so I'm going to try the female thing. And now he's got all the deals and is in bathtubs promoting Bud Light. All right, that's good, guys. I don't want to vomit here. Please, enough. Thank you. So that's it for Bud Light. I hope that they see a major sales tank. And then, you know, when Bud Light sales go severely down, maybe then the only thing that could save them is putting Alex Jones on the can. Might be the last hope they have after this. Unbelievable. Rhino, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announces presidential run. That's about as useless as a car with no wheels. So that's how far that one's going. Now, Trump needs to do something as soon as this muck clears and he gets on to the campaign trail again. One thing Trump needs to promise, and that's to pardon Julian Assange. And if he doesn't understand why after this, then I just don't get it. Newspaper reveals how CIA spied on Julian Assange. A private contractor installed microphones inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where the WikiLeaks co-founder resided. El País claims the CIA used private Spanish security company UC Global to secretly install microphones inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London to monitor WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange. So it's something Trump and Assange have in common. They both fought the deep state. They've both been persecuted because of it. Assange rots away in prison, though, because he didn't cut deals. But see, Trump, you're learning that even when you cut deals or even when they get you and they snooker you into a vaccine deal, that you're still never safe from these people. And Trump will never fully sell out, but he's obviously compromised himself with the vaccine deal. So he's like, you know, he's compromised on that, but not on foreign policy and domestic policy and energy and the rest of it. So he needs to come out when he hits the campaign trail and say, I'm going to pardon Julian Assange. He needs to make that promise. Donald Trump needs to make that promise to the American people. Julian Assange is not a criminal that belongs in jail. He belongs pardoned and probably a Pulitzer Prize, maybe a Nobel Peace Prize. At least 9 dead and dozens injured as tornadoes wreak havoc across America's heartland. Really incredible scenes. There were 60 preliminary tornado reports in 7 states, with Arkansas being hit hard as it experienced at least 5 deaths, 4 in eastern Arkansas, town of Wynn, and 1 in north Little Rock. And they were all over the heartland. But man, some of these images of the catastrophe in the aftermath of these tornadoes, and then some of the videos of the tornadoes that we've seen, just, I mean, wow. You're reminded how powerful this weather phenomenon is. A tornado ripping through a city and just destroying it. Just happened in Mississippi, now again in Arkansas. Man, just lives upended, homes literally upended. There was a reporter, Nick Sartor, who's been covering the East Palestine situation and so much more. He was in the middle of it, got caught in the middle of it. His car was lifted off the road, barely survived, thought he was going to die. Prayers for those people going through that. White House refuses to pay for Twitter verification. I like this from Elon Musk. Yeah, why should the White House get free Twitter verification? Now, they should pay for it. Good for Twitter. Now, they still haven't given me my account back, so they're bad for that. But I kind of like that, snubbing their nose at the White House, snubbing their nose at the Biden administration. Yeah, you'll pay too. You're not above anybody else. Program analyzing signatures in Kerry Lake case ranks 10% match as high confidence. County denies report. A battle is raging over the way in which Arizona's Maricopa County verifies that signatures on early ballots are genuine. And by the way, they've proven they're not genuine. And so here's what's happened in the Kerry Lake cases. And it's sad. It deserves more attention. But, I mean, with all the other bouncing balls, I mean, at least Kerry Lake is fighting her own fight. But, I mean, they caught basically massive election fraud now. And the courts are just saying, well, too bad. So they've been scratching and clawing, folks. The Kerry Lake campaign, I'm telling you, they've been scratching and clawing through the judicial system every avenue they can to expose this election fraud. And they've had massive victories exposing signature issues, Dropbox issues, tabulation issues, all of it proven in court. Lawyers, judges, everything. And so they're like, all right, here's the proof. Here it is. And the court, and the case ends up, they just say, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, it's over, so too bad. And now they're saying, well, the evidence that proved the signatures were fake, we're going to take that from you. You're not allowed to see that. And we're going to say this can't be investigated anymore. So it's like you prove a crime, and then the courtroom just says, well, it's too bad. It's over. So just get over it. It's just an election anyway. It's just Joe Biden in office who's so confused now. Every time he does anything public, he embarrasses himself further, and so he's on a tighter leash than he's ever been on. Joe Biden stops and randomly shouts, don't jump, to Philly onlooker. You know, people are saying this is Joe Biden being lost and confused walking through the streets. I disagree. Joe Biden understands that America, with him as president, is so bad that people are jumping off of buildings committing suicide because he's the president and they're so hopeless now. So, I mean, that one actually makes sense. Joe Biden's like, yeah, I know I'm the president, but don't kill yourself. It's okay. I'll be out in 2 years. So actually, that one makes sense. Joe Biden, too old to travel. White House admits they are limiting old Joe's foreign travel. No. They're limiting everything, folks. He doesn't do press conferences. The media is not allowed into the Oval Office. When do you see anything from Joe Biden? They have these special little catered events, and they set up a podium, and all Joe Biden has to do is be out there for 10 to 15 minutes. They lure him in with ice cream. They don't even do the press conferences anymore, folks. They used to do the press conferences, and they'd give him the script, and they'd give him all the questions that he was going to be asked, and each the picture of the individual and the journalist asking, and even that failed. They tried putting the teleprompter in front of him, and that failed. So now they just lure him to these events, and they say, Joe, there's chocolate ice cream and kiddos down there. And they lure him to these events for 10 minutes, and that's what Joe Biden does. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. Harrison Smith coming up next, hosting Sunday Night Live, and we will see you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.